So I was reading the chapter on the story guide last night in the core rule book, and a very good chapter, by the way. A lot of awesome advice in there for new storytellers or old storytellers, how to bend your story to different genres and how to think about building campaigns and all that kind of great stuff. But there is a section on using the science fiction theme, and especially it talks about all this stuff about like what science fiction really means versus high tech versus weird science and all that kind of stuff, which I find extremely cool. But it talks about the meaning of science fiction and the fact that when you're doing a science fiction story, the story needs to be about how science changes us. And there's an example of that in the use of a teleporter or a transporter like there is in Star Trek. And they talk about how the transporter would end up changing the economy and making it where people could get to places without having to travel, and how that reduction in time is going to cause so many different things, and maybe you could use it to smuggle stuff and all of these different kinds of things. They're using all of these examples to say how the transporter has changed us or would change us if it existed, and they missed the hugest impact of something like a transporter that has ever been explored in science fiction, and that is the complaint of Dr. McCoy. Hey, welcome back, by the way, to Trinity Continuum Airwaves. This show is all about the Trinity Continuum. My name is Corey Reynolds. I am your host for this show, and I want to talk about this transporter thing just for a second. I mean, when you're looking at how science would change us, how some new invention would change us, Dr. McCoy brought up the absolute most important thing that a transporter, the most important impact that a transporter would have on society, which is the fact that it technically kills you. I mean, when you step into this thing that tears apart your molecular breakup and converts it into bulk matter, releasing all of the energy, which can then be, it memorizes the pattern of your body somehow and then transmits that to a new location where a computer reassembles the pattern of your body and takes bulk matter to change from whatever substance it was, I don't know, like a pile of dirt or whatever. It changes that through the miracle of E equals MC squared or whatever into you. And then it somehow puts your consciousness back in your body. So that is that's a humongous moral issue there. If you're going to, you know, like, well, I'm going down to the grocery store, I don't want to take the car, that would take too long, let me completely destroy myself and have a computer rebuild me somewhere else. I mean, that's a major decision somebody has to make. Essentially, the second you use it, the original you is dead, and now a clone of you is walking around. And that's assuming that any machine could ever take your consciousness, what it means to be you, out of your original body and place it back into a new one. But if they somehow did, I'm sure there would be massive numbers of people who never wanted to go through the process. So anyway, I just thought that was interesting that in this whole section about how science changes us and they use the transporter as an example, they never once mention the fact that it kills us. So very strange. But can we talk for a minute about how cool the combat and weapon system is in Trinity? I mean, what an amazing system. You know, back when Exalted 3rd Edition was released, they made some changes to the way weapons work in the system. So previously, every weapon was like a bespoke creation of game mechanics where, you know, the designer's thinking about how much damage the thing can do, what effects that it has, and every single weapon was created unique. But then in the 3rd edition of Exalted, they come along with these, they really just three categories of weapon. There are light weapons, medium weapons, and heavy weapons. And all the weapons within a category share like similar damage traits and defensive traits and all that kind of stuff. And then you distinguish between different weapons in the system by just adding a bunch of tags. So your unarmed attack is a light weapon that has the unarmed and grapple tags and stuff like that. And this is the same kind of system that they're using in Trinity, the build by tags weapon system. And they don't just use it for weapons. They use it for armor. They use it for vehicles. It is a super cool system. And it just took me a long time to really realize the value of a system like this, or just how much how much power it puts back into the hands of the players to be able to just, you know, you don't need to wait until the next weapons book comes out to figure out what you would do or how you would use a nunchuck or how you would use a rapier if those weapons were not designed and statted out in the system. You don't have to wait for some designer to do that. You just say, well, what is a rapier? Well, it's a light weapon that would have like the piercing tag, right? And it's the same thing in Trinity. And so I love what they've done here. And whereas Exalted had your light, medium, and heavy weapons, Trinity just has like a way of one of the tags that you add just ramps up the damage, ramps up the power a little bit. And so you can just add that tag. And the real question comes down to how many tags do you get to add? And I think this is they do such a wonderful thing in Trinity of using your wealth statistic to dictate how many tags your weapons can have. That is such a cool idea, such a cool use of a wealth statistic. A lot of these White Wolfy D10-ish type systems that White Wolf and Onyx Path are known for like to include a wealth stat where you have a number of dots in wealth or whatever that allow you to buy stuff at different levels. So if you have just like one dot of wealth, you can afford this kinds of things, and then as you go up you afford more. It's very different, very much more abstracted than a system like you would get in Dungeons and Dragons or Pathfinder, where you are counting the number of gold coins you have and silver coins and copper coins and platinum coins, and then just adding that up to see if you can purchase something that has a real cost. But so the wealth system in itself is really cool because it just takes away all of that accounting and you don't have to keep track of any of that stuff. But you know, oftentimes in games it just really comes down to if your characters go to a bar or something like that, like what can you afford, and trying to look ostentatious, you know, like I'm rich, but actually putting like a real game impact on the wealth stat in Trinity Continuum, I thought was amazing. It dictates how many tags your weapon can have. Because a person who doesn't have much money, they can't afford a really souped up gun. Maybe they just have a regular old, you know, 6-shot 38 revolver. But if you've got a little more money, you could have a Desert Eagle with a hollow sight and all of this other kind of stuff. And so it makes perfect sense. It's very elegant. I love what they've done here, and I love how they extend it to things like armor and vehicles as well, to just kind of soup those things up and make that where you can build your own vehicle. You start with something small, like a motorcycle, and you just keep adding to it with tags like the massive tag and the hover tag and all these other kinds of things and weapons until you get something that is really cool. And you can, and I like that they give you a lot of examples in there, which is really good. They needed to do that, but then just giving you those tools so that there's no trepidation about trying to build your own game mechanics here, because it's just kind of like a point buy system. So very cool, very easy to do. And what about the rest of the combat system itself? I mean, I know from experience playing the game that the combat system does a really good job of narrating a fist fight and a gunfight, because in the game that I played, we had a lot of those, and it did a really fine job. I mean, it was exactly what you would expect. My character kicked some butt and got shot at, and I mean, it worked. Nothing went wonky in the playing out of all of that. But I've been highly skeptical of one roll combat systems in the past, especially after the first edition of what we used to call the NWOD, the New World of Darkness, which now goes under the name of Chronicles of Darkness. And back in that system, they had a one roll. I don't know what it is now in the second edition. I did get a bunch of the second edition stuff, and I know I've looked at it, but I can't remember. It's been several years since I've read through the combat system in the second edition of the Chronicles of Darkness. But back in that first edition, they were trying to put everything into one roll, so you made your two hit and damage, everything was just a part of that one roll. The problem is that the power of the weapon would add dice to the attack, which really increases how likely you are to hit somebody. And that can be a real problem if you're trying to model a high-powered weapon like a rocket launcher or a sniper rifle or something like that. You want those weapons to be able to add a lot of power, but if you do that, then you're also just making it easier to hit. And so that was a real problem in that system. And whoever it was, I don't know who the actual designer, the actual writer was that came up with a mechanic in Trinity that you get a certain number of successes, and once you hit that success level, you add in these enhancements. That perfectly solves the one roll problem. It's such an amazing mechanic. It's just so simple and easy. It essentially kind of separates a two-hit roll and a damage roll. The first roll, you take your shot. That's really talking about your skill there. You're rolling your aim plus your dexterity or whatever, and that number is going to tell you whether you hit the person. And then if you do get the successes that you need there, you then add in all of these enhancements, which is going to give you a lot of extra successes that you can use to purchase injury conditions or critical injuries and that kind of thing. So what an amazing system. It's really quite a bit of genius. I would love to know who came up with that. Was that Ian Watson? Did you do that? Anyway, whoever did it needs a medal, because you've actually finally kind of found the holy grail when it comes to one roll systems, to be able to accurately reflect a skilled to hit and then a weapon based damage in one single roll. It's amazing. It really is glorious. I hope you guys appreciate how good this is. And the armor is very similar to that. I mean, you know how hard it is to model armor in a role playing system? Does it make it harder to hit somebody, or does it make it harder to damage somebody? Does it actually absorb damage or whatever? And they've done both with this system, where the soft armor makes you harder to damage. It takes more successes to buy off your injury condition. That's a bit of genius. And then the hard armor actually absorbs injury conditions. I mean, it's phenomenal. So you've got both in the same system. This is an amazing combat system. So kudos to the designer who came up with that as well. Well, this is normally the part of the show where I take your calls, but I haven't had any yet, and that's to be expected. The show's only been out a couple of days. I just really wanted to throw up another episode, because I don't like just letting the initial episode be the only one hanging out there. I actually wanted to talk about something, maybe stir you guys up a little bit to send in some questions and whatnot. So we do have a comment from Reddit user Von Ether, who said that there is an AVG ding whenever he tries to access the show's files or whatever. That is a problem with AVG. I have addressed it with them, and so that should be going away very shortly if you use the AVG antivirus stuff. They had a false positive listed on there from our website from when it very first got set up. Google had falsely labeled us in some way, and we had to fight with them to get that taken down. And now I just, you know, realized we got to fight with AVG. So that's going to go away. You shouldn't see that anymore if you use that antivirus. Thank you for letting us know about that, Von Ether, and we're going to get that taken care of. But remember to send us some emails with your comments, with your voice. We want to hear you on the show, okay? So get out your voice recorder, record yourself asking a question or making a comment, and send that in to trinitycontinuumairwaves@gmail.com. That is the website for the show. It's just the show's name, @gmail.com. And what do you think about transporter technology? Maybe that's something you could call in about today. Would you be beamed up, Scotty? Would you ever do that? Or would you be more like Dr. McCoy and say, I'll take the shuttlecraft? Or what's your experience been with the combat system in the Trinity Continuum game system? Have you enjoyed it? Do you find that there are any problems with the way they've set it up, with target numbers that then added enhancements after that, buying off successes for injury conditions? There's something there that bothers you, something that you think doesn't model the action as well as it should? Or do you think, like I do, man, this seems like this is a pretty flawless narrative system? So let us know. So that's going to wrap it up for this one. Thank you for listening to the show, and we'll see you on the next one.